Hello and welcome to Holistic Mental Health and Healing with Dr. Tyler Woods, PhD. Please remember this show does not diagnose illness or prescribe treatments. Please see your primary care physician for such needs. Now let's take the holistic journey with Dr. Tyler Woods.
Hi, this is Tyler Woods, and welcome to Holistic Mental Health. Listen, not long ago, I had an incident. And I was explaining to someone what I was doing to help my spouse, who was really quite ill with COVID, and I was quite proud of myself for making really good decisions to get them medical care. You know, I researched and I went and got them IVs with vitamins, and I was up every 90 minutes, and, you know, I was just really working with them, and I was so pleased to watch the progress that they did. And I called someone to tell them what I was doing, who was related to my spouse, and their reaction was one I took very personal. You know, they said, okay, you're doing satisfactory. And I thought, oh, my God. And it created anger and hurt. And it took me a few. But then I realized anger and blame are simply a distraction for looking at my part. I was raised in anger. There's no doubt about that. And I didn't know what it was like not to be around angry people and blaming people. I didn't know. And it was simply what I learned and what I became familiar with. And as I grew as a child, I began to take that anger response with me. And I'll tell you, after all, I was raised with it. So I had to be angry. And so it often became how I responded to things, and things were never my fault. It was their fault, and it was everyone else but me. And I took that anger and blame response into adulthood. In fact, I'll tell you, I became a drunk because I certainly thought drinking would calm my anger, and of course it did not. And I'm sober now, but I recall telling, I have a Buddhist instructor, and my Buddhist mentor, I told her about how angry I was at that person, and I was just raging up a storm, and my mentor said, stop it. Wow. And that it alarmed me, and she reminded me that when I have anger, and that causes me pain, and I begin to blame, that it's my issue. It's me not addressing the bigger issue that's causing my personal pain. And she invited me to look at myself when I was angry. Well, crap. Why do I have to look at me for what they did? Truth is, when I blame or I'm angry at someone else, I become the victim. Look at what they said to me. Look how they made me feel. Look what they did. Look. And I remember my mentor told me to look at my own self. And I teared up a bit and I felt sorry for me. And I began to think that no one understood what I was going through. No one knows how hard I'm working. Wow. There sure is a lot of me involved when I am angry. My mentor invited me to look at how it affected me and to allow my own self to deal with the anger and place the blame on no one, to simply look inside myself and see why it caused me anger. Huh. And I began to see those old wounds and where I was never good enough or right enough, or I was never enough, and nothing I did was never enough, and I never felt heard, or I never felt understood, blah, blah, blah. And boy, it was a lot of me. Me. But I realized that I was only angry because it brought up old things from my past, and my mentor was right. And as soon as I sat with myself and I looked at why it angered me, it was interesting how my anger for that person was replaced by compassion, love and gratitude. And this person was just worried about my spouse. I mean, they live far away, thousands of miles away, and they're related, and then they felt powerless. And I didn't look at how powerless they felt. I felt for them, and rather than being angry, I was okay. As soon as I stopped blaming and looked at my part, I know how my anger and blame were just gone. And then I started to apply this every time I got angry. And I noticed that my anger simply became a compass for my own behavior. And I began to understand that when I feel annoyed or upset by someone's behaviors or response, it's about me. I allowed it to hurt me. You know, it's that, I don't know, it's easier to look and to blame and just say, I'm angry at them. They hurt me. And there's a lot of I that I tossed around. And you know, I might as well just throw myself out in front of a train and have it run over me and then blame the train. And here's the problem. Being angry and blaming others allows us to avoid looking at our own role in conflicts that happen. And when we look outward and point our finger rather than looking inward and understanding our reaction, we feel more at peace. And what I learned since my mentor told me about putting no blame on others is how anger can be tamed. And I don't have to be blamed, or I don't have to blame others for my reaction. I'm not a victim. I'm the warrior when I look at it myself. I'm just a peaceful person with awareness. And I don't want to be known as an angry person. I want to be known as an aware person. And I'll tell you, the hardest thing this far in my life has been to look at that, to look at my anger and blame for others. And I hate it when I go, I'm mad because you said or you did. Now I look at things and go, boy, am I angry? And I ask myself, why am I so angry at them? Look inside yourself, Tyler. See what's going on. And when you hold on so tightly to what they did, you almost get hooked. It's like this addiction. And you go around going, and they did, and they said, and blah, 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 blah. And I know it all too well. Again, I was raised with that. So what I have learned in the past few months is I own my feelings. And I am, I don't have to be all worked up and suffer. And I realize it's like an addiction to my own suffering. Look what they did. Just like I was addicted to booze. And I have an opportunity to notice that when I am looking for someone to blame and get angry, I am given nothing more than the opportunity to look at what's happening to me. Wow, what a gift. I'm mad at you, so I'm going to repair me. Today, I'm glad my mentor made me a little upset because it forced me to look within. And I would rather look within when I am angry than to look at others and put the blame on them. And I am working diligently on cooling that reactivity rather than escalating it. And this approach has helped me reduce suffering, and not just my own, but those that are around me. And it also helps me walk better in peace. And speaking of walking in peace, this is Tyler Wood saying, walk in peace.